Thank you for tuning in. I'm Lee Michaels.
And I'm Jeff Schell. Joining us now to discuss how we can effectively reach others for Jesus are Martha Mack and Rick Wagner. They're producers of SO4J TV and video productions. Welcome to KKMS Live here in the studio, Martha and Rick. It's nice having you both here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you guys are used to the cameras. You got,
Yeah, we really are.
See, we don't have to care about that. See, I don't shave. You know, yeah. You got the jeans
right.
on. It's kind of nice.
Got made in the shade.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's really honored to be here today to talk about who else but Jesus. You know, and we do want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing.
Yeah, SO4J, you know? Sold out for Jesus is what that stands for.
Yeah, and that if, does. It means sold out for Jesus, but we're not called sold out for Jesus like a lot of people think. But it is SO4J TV, and but we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ boldly, and we want to do it clearly as we can through TV. Videos, mini movies like our Judgment Day mini movie that we have out, but we have a website that is it's challenging lukewarm Christians and all of us, you know, to examine our faith with God's word and make sure that we're biblically saved and ready to face Jesus on Judgment Day. And maybe Rick can share a little bit about what where we came from.
Well, we're kind of coming out of, we've done a variety of productions for other ministries, such as Todd Friel, Way of the Master Radio. Now, Wretched Radio.
Wretched Radio, yep.
And Jan Markell, Olive Tree Ministries, and Bob DeWay at Twin City Fellowship. And we're just finishing up a project for Justin Peters on the biblical critique of the Word of Faith.
Yeah, we had Justin on before,
yeah, I think. Yeah. And so we're just finishing up a seminar DVD for him, which will be done in the next few weeks.
So your background is video production. I mean, that's what you do in terms of the shoot, the editing, the packaging, and the whole works, right?
That's right.
So you've taken that talent, because obviously it's a great way to reach people for the Lord, you know, because we're, at least the way I am, I'm a visual learner. And so it's one thing to hear things. It's another thing to actually see. I mean, it makes a bigger impact on me, for example. So you also have a television show, right? So how does that work?
Right. Well, what we saw, you know, kind of coming out of some doing productions for other ministries, we saw an incredible need for pure gospel preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think these days the gospel's gotten kind of watered down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, you know, people, they don't want to preach about sin and hell and judgment and, mm-hmm. and righteousness and holiness and things like that. And they're taking the cross out and the blood of Jesus out of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just watering it down, so it's real easy to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just come to Jesus, he'll fix all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we saw a real need for that. And we have a really intense concern for a lot of people that call themselves Christians, and we kind of focused in on our last TV show, which is called Judgment Day, Are You Ready? Kind of based on the Matthew 7 passage, you know, where he says, not everyone that calls out to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
You know, and people are going to say, but Lord, you know, we cast out demons, we performed miracles, we did all these things for you, and he says, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're afraid there's a lot of people out there that really think they're saved.
Well, that's the last Pew Research Forum, where they, you know, the number of evangelical Christians thought there was more than one way to heaven. I mean, it's just some of the statistics out there are scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In John 10:9, Jesus, I am the gate. You know, there's no other way but through Jesus. And just to reemphasize that, you know, Matthew 7:13-14, Jesus says you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. For the highway to hell is very broad and wide. Millions are going down that road, but the road to heaven is very narrow. And it's very difficult. Only a few ever find it. And we think about that. We think about how hell is the eternal destiny of most people. It should get us on our knees. You know, there's a really good Charles Spurgeon quote. He says, God save us from living in comfort while sinners are sinking into hell. And so that is our concern here at SO4J. It's a little bit unique because we don't see a lot of people addressing the issue of lukewarmness like Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
And because people are rich, in need of nothing, very indifferent to the true gospel.
Well, Revelation talks about because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of your mouth. You'd rather have you hot or cold, because if you're cold, at least you're a good example of what not to be. And you probably know that you're not saved. If you're hot, that's great, because, I mean, you're on fire for the Lord. You're reaching other people. If you're lukewarm, kind of like getting, as you're saying, that's staying comfortable, not doing anything.
Straddling the fence.
Yeah.
One foot on both sides.
How I understand that scripture, too, is that hot and cold is actually good,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus wouldn't spew a godly person out of his mouth. But from, you know, the hot being usable,
mm-hmm.
the cold being drinkable, the lukewarm being indifferent and unusable, stagnant, you mm-hmm. know. So good versus bad, good fish, bad fish,
mm-hmm.
you know, good foundation, bad, you know, foundation, all throughout the scriptures, just talking about good, false conversion. Jesus is talking about true and false conversion in the parable of the sower. You know, you've got the rocky ground here, the thorny ground here. They accept the good news, but they don't endure to the end. You know, we're going to have tests, trials, mm-hmm. Persecutions and such, but those who endure to the end will be saved.
Right, and there are a lot of examples like that. And you talk about this project, the DVD project that you're talking about, Judgment Day. You've come up, is it in that where you've come up the list of the 10 ways that unsaved people think they're saved?
Yes, actually, I came up with a list. Some people have asked me if that was a survey I did, mm-hmm. but it was kind of an easy list to actually put together. But yeah, I came up with the top 10 ways that unsaved people think they're saved. We decided to put it on a DVD, and Pastor Bob DeWay of Twin City Fellowship, you guys know him. He's an amazing pastor, and he helped us take the viewers through SO4J's top 10 list of the ways that unsaved people think they're saved. And
and there are a lot of people, because I was one of them at one time, and there are people that listen to this radio program who might listen in, and there are different, you know, we're all at different stages in the sanctification process,
yeah,
right? I mean, some
true.
Of our new babes, and you don't mean to not know or whatever. You haven't been taught or you haven't learned or you don't understand. And, you know, we've all gone through that. So, you know, we must be patient with one another. But there are people who actually believe that, you know, they've got their mansion, you know, reserved in heaven, fireproof floor, and everything's good, mm-hmm. you know, but they really aren't, and they don't know that. And so we want to make sure that those people have an understanding of what Jesus was talking about. Didn't mean because your parents were Christian or you went to church or anything like that. So right. let's go through some of these right now, some of the ways that people are, you know, have a misunderstanding that, you know, they're just really cultural Christians. In other words, they're not a Buddhist, they're not Jewish, they're not a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up in a Christian home in the sense that mm-hmm. might just be cultural. You know, you go to church Christmas,
they go to church
Easter.
Twice a year and say, yeah, yeah right. I prayed, I was confirmed, I was mm-hmm. baptized.
That's right.
They got their ticket to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they've
yeah.
taken sanctification away from justification. They just want a ticket to heaven.
I was baptized, baptized as a kid.
Live life
I went
the way
to
they want.
Catechism, and I've done all those things. I've confessed my sins, you know,
yeah,
and those kinds of things.
I'm good
right?
to go.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't have to worry about anything or sanctification.
So those are, the first one is I'm a good person, right?
Right.
And that's, what does that mean?
Many of us heard, you know, we've heard like from Way of the White Master about the good test, but you know, so many people think they're saved by being a good person. We went out into Huntington Beach, California, next to Ray Comfort there. We were asking people how they think they're getting to heaven. Of course, everybody says, I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all know that if we lie or we steal, we're liars and thieves. And liars and thieves will not inherit the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6:9 and Revelation 12:8. And so we're trying to show people that just by being a good person, you know, will not
right.
get you into heaven. Because if you're standing in the court of law and the judge said you lied, you stole, you murdered, any last words before I sentence you, and you say, oh, I'm a good person, you say you should have been a good person, but you're still going to jail. And so Jesus is always pointing that out in the scriptures, like Luke 18, to the rich young ruler. You know, he thought he was a really good person, but Jesus says, okay, sell everything you have and give to the poor. And so
he walked away.
He walked away. And we're not good people. For all have sinned, all of us have broken God's commandments. But the good news is Jesus did provide a way of escape so that we can escape eternal hell. And
well, that's why it's important to understand the combination of the law and the grace. The law, what that does is tells me this is what you need to do
right.
to get into heaven. You realize, I can't
do that.
No way.
So it indicates the need
yeah.
for the grace,
yes.
right? In other words, I can't do enough. I can't, I you know, if you've lied, you know, it's like killing. You know, there's, you know, we have in our mind like different levels of sin, but God, it's, you know, it's all or nothing kind of a deal.
Right.
So
we're joined in studio with Martha Mack and Rick Wagner of SO4J TV and Video Productions. We do have links up at the website. If you go to kkms.com, you'll find the links there, or just SO4J, the number 4.com to get to the website. You've got all your resources up there too. They can get videos, DVDs, the whole bit up at the website. And we'll come back. We'll
Correct.
Continue the discussion. We'll go through the list of some of the top 10 ways unsaved people think they're saved. Also, I want to get a little bit about where people can tune in to catch the TV show as well. We're back after this. This is KKMS Live with Jeff and Lee.
When were you hungry, Lord, and we gave you something to eat? Lord, when were you thirsty? Can't remember. And we gave you drink. When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Or, Lord, when were you a stranger and we invited you in? I mean, we invited lots of people in. But Lord, I'd never forget that face. Lord, when were you sick and we visited you? Or in prison and we came to you? Lord, tell us. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Oh, yes. Inasmuch as you've done it to the very least of my brethren, oh, you've done it. You've done it unto me. Enter into your rest.
You know, yeah, the best talk show in the whole Twin City area.
More KKMS Live with Jeff and Lee next.
It's AM 980 KKMS, more spirited talk radio. We do take a stand. Stand for Jesus Christ. We
if you're saved, you are welcome here. If not, please leave now.
Actually, we'd like you to stick around a little bit longer to hear what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Get you in the saved corner, so to speak. I'm Lee Michaels.
And I'm Jeff Shell, and we've got with us Martha Mack and Rick Wagner, the producers of SO4JTV. And video productions, and we're talking about their latest project, which talks about the name of the DVD is Judgment Day, Are You Ready? And essentially what they're trying to help people do is to examine their own faith and understand, do you really have an understanding of the gospel, and are you saved yourself, saved from God's wrath?
Right.
And because people always ask, what do you mean by saved, you know?
And saved from what?
Yeah, it's God's wrath. And that sounds like, what kind of God would have wrath? Well,
right.
He's also has mercy. But yeah, that's why it's important to understand.
Loving and just God. How, now, the DVD is out there now. Is this something you were talking about, you know, you really want to get people who think they're Christians or lukewarm Christians
mm-hmm.
to, they, you know, get something out of the DVD, but also something, is this the same DVD they could use to hand to friends and family members who haven't?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great evangelistic tool to use to give to people that call themselves Christians.
And
we're just not sure, they're not showing the fruit, so we're not sure if they're saved. And if they are truly saved, you're going to see it. You're going to see mm-hmm. the fruit.
And you kind of help them to identify that if they identify themselves with some of these ways that they might misunderstand these top 10 ways that unsaved people think they're saved. And we mentioned I'm a good person. I said the sinner's prayer or accepted Jesus because people do that. I mean, they might have been at a Billy Graham rally or something and they said a prayer.
And they think that's all
12
it takes.
Years ago.
Yeah.
They say, I'm good to go. I've got, my ticket to heaven. That's
yeah.
all it takes. There's no
repentance.
By
repeating those words is, you know, because they might have been somebody might have said to them, you know,
you
pray this and then,
you're good.
Yeah.
Right. Just say these words and that's all you need to do and you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and keep living the way you're living and there's no, like we've referred to it before, sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken repentance out. We're not turning from our sins.
Mm-hmm.
We want to stay in our sins and just add Jesus
yeah.
to our lifestyle.
Right.
And if when you think about the whole salvation plan and just how huge it is,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing is just...
It is.
It's so beyond our comprehension
Absolutely.
Sometimes that we just got to go stand back and go, wow, this is amazing. And how that should change your life so radically that, you know, how can you continue in sin? Like in Hebrews 10, it says if you continue in sin after... willfully after coming to a knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for you.
Well, that's an ongoing
serious business.
It's an ongoing battle for any Christian is that civil war that we all have with our spirit and our flesh. We're always going to have this. Unfortunately, we've got our flesh nature,
mm-hmm.
and we live in a society where that's always, you know, you could be tempted by so many different things, you know, the materialism, the sexual stuff that's out there, all of these kinds of things that we, but if we immerse ourselves in God's word, we'll find those things to be eventually repulsive in the same way that God does because, you know, but that takes some effort. And we're not saying that it's good works that saves you,
right.
but it's a manifestation of what's inside of you.
And,
right?
you know, like if you just joined us, once again, that the DVD and this TV show and everything that we're doing, it's based on Matthew 7:21. And just to say the scripture again, not everyone who calls out to me, Jesus says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father will enter. Because on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied or preached the gospel in your name, cast out demons and performed many miracles. But I will reply to you, I never knew you. depart from me, get away from me, you who break God's laws. And so, you know, Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, but do not obey what I say? Once again, we're not saved by works, but we prove that we're saved by our works. And so we just really are concerned, very concerned for all of us, you know, that we must examine our faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine your faith, make sure that you're biblically saved. Because like I said earlier, most people, you know, hell is the eternal destiny of most people. So if we compare ourselves by ourselves, we're looking pretty good. But when we look at a holy, perfect God, and we look at what he did for us, by the way, I just want to mention the gospel in that Jesus did something so special for us. Like Jeff was saying, you know, the love part, well, the love part is Jesus made a way of escape so that we do not have to go to hell. And, you know, Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. And when he died on the cross, Jesus took God's wrath, fell upon Jesus. He took our punishment. He took our unrighteousness upon himself. If, you know, we repent, turn from our sin and turn to him, he will take our unrighteousness. He will give us his righteousness. And 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. And we become born again. And 1 John 3:8-10 says, those have been born into God's family, born again. Those have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning because they're children of God. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to him. And so if you love the Lord, we need to pick up our cross. Jesus said, Luke 9:23, if anyone wants to follow after me, take up your cross. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Give up everything, Jesus said, Luke 14:33. If you want to be my disciple, you must give up everything for me. And so that's the real gospel. The real gospel will get you in trouble. People do not want the truth like that. Right. And we are hearing a watered-down gospel, and we're not trying to be know-it-alls here, but we
must.
What's
an example of a watered-down gospel so that people can distinguish? Because they might not know or recognize
I'm
the watered down.
I'm so glad you asked. That is an excellent question. And Rick has something to say about that.
Essentially, it's because they're trying to not offend anybody. They don't want to talk about your sin. They don't want to talk about hell. They don't want to bring up any of these real serious eternal matters. And so what they do is it's basically come to Jesus and you'll have a better life. Come to Jesus and he'll fix your finances and your marriages and stuff like that.
Boy, that ain't, it's a feeling that's good. Not,
that ain't proof that's true in my life.
It's a feeling good. Well, it's not.
I wish
Jesus, it were. Jesus did not come to die to just fix our finances or heal our
or
marriages or tell us how to raise our kids or make us feel better.
Actually, I feel better. I do feel better.
Well, knowing you're spending eternity in heaven.
Yeah, there is that.
That'll make you feel better.
That does make you feel better, yes. But we do encourage everyone to examine their faith to make sure that they're biblically saved because there's so many people that are deceived out there with false
ideas
and concepts.
Well, it's interesting. Looking at your top 10 ways that unsaved people think they're saved, I mean, I'm guessing most people probably fit 6, 8, or all 10 of these things. They think they're a good person. Maybe they've said the sinner's prayer or accepted Jesus at another time in their life. The other one is, I feel safe. We're talking about that emotion, basically.
Basing it on emotion.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
go to Christian concerts, and it's just all tingly and stuff, but yet you're living like the devil.
Right.
If you practice sin, you're of the devil. You know, 1 John 3:8, it's as simple as that.
Right. They do their good deeds. They donate to charity. Well, I feed the poor. Mm-hmm. I do things like that. The other one,
and those are all good things to do, but you have to understand that it's a manifestation
it's
of your pure heart that why you're doing those things.
Yes.
It's not doing those things to get me in, right? So that's what people have to understand,
right?
You're
not saved by works, but you prove you're saved by your works.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly.
Right. They're the religious people. Well, I go to church. Now, they may not go every week. They might go a couple times a year. They might go once a month. They only go when, you know, they think maybe somebody else is watching, paying attention. I better go to church this week.
For sure.
Yep. You know, I need to at least make my presence there,
mm-hmm.
Type deal. Some of the other things.
I think we've lost the importance of the immensity of the whole situation. We don't realize how serious this is. It's your eternity that's at stake.
Right.
You know, and don't play games with your eternity. You know, this is very serious.
Well, that's why I tell people, I say, you're going to be dead a lot longer than you're alive. We've got to make sure you get it right.
That's true. This life is a vapor.
So
yep.
Right.
We don't know if we have tomorrow,
James,
you know,
4:14,
today.
This life is a vapor. And 1 John 2:15, stop loving this world. For if you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. Those who do the will of the Father, that is who will endure forever with the Lord. And
Well, if people want the resources through your website, so4j.com is the best place to go. They can order the DVDs. You've got all your other resources there. Is the TV show online as well?
Yeah. This has been a labor of love. This is not a ministry that is focusing on money. We want to give up everything for Jesus. But it's free resources. You can see the whole thing on the website. Judgment Day, Are You Ready? It's also on YouTube. Just look around. But if you can, it's S-O, the number 4-J. It stands for Sold Out for Jesus, if you just joined us. And the DVDs, it's $10. It's free shipping and handling. It will be on tonight at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Channel 6 for those of you who are locally in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And
on cable.
Yeah,
right.
On cable there, and which reaches 1.3 million homes.
You also have another website, nocompromisechristian.com, right?
Well, if people can't understand SO4J.
Yes. That's another one.
It goes to the same site.
But. It goes to the same. We've got 20 ways to get to our site.
Well,
LoveGodHatesSin.com, RepentAndTrustJesus.com. There's many ways.
Definitely an evangelistic website that you can send people to.
Mm. One way to get to Jesus, but more than one way to get to your website.
That's very
true.
Well put.
Wow, that's pretty clever.
That's right. I do have a little quote I want to just share, that if what you say, think, or do, if it's contrary to the word of God, then you know you're being deceived. And we need to remember that Satan is a liar. And Revelation 12:9 says that Satan deceives the whole world. And if what you're doing, if you're saying or thinking, whatever, you know, if it's contrary to God's word, just know that you're being deceived.
Yeah.
And so examine our faith with God's word. Not with what your preacher's saying. In fact, the Bible says to test, you know, what someone's saying with the word of God. Look, examine what we're saying with God's word. Don't just take what we're saying as fact.
Yeah, we mentioned that quite a bit on the program. Don't just take what we say. You know, look at your Bible. Go get the facts.
Get back
Same
to the word.
Same thing in, you know, when you're sitting with your pastor. You need to be following along in your Bible and make sure you're following along. I know when you talk about Satan being a liar and the great deceiver, I mean, he was able to convince a third of the angels who were there witnessing the glory of God and talk them.
That is right.
Out of
How easily can we be deceived?
Yeah, that's for sure.
In America, we don't suffer, right? I mean, technically,
relatively speaking,
right?
Right.
I thought about this, and I was reading my Bible, and it says 1 Peter 4:1 says, "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had, and be ready to suffer. For if you are willing to suffer for Christ, you've decided to stop sinning." And you see, when we decide to stop stealing from work or stealing, you know, cheating on our taxes and things, that's picking up our cross and following Jesus. All these little things that we do daily, constantly, to obey God's word because you love the Lord. Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commandments.
Remember,
John 14:15.
Just because somebody else can't see you, God does. He sees everything. And that's one of the things we talk about with our daughter. We'll be standing there in front of in Judgment Day by ourselves, and he's going to open that book up, and he's going to see every little thing I did. When I think about some of those things, man,
it sobers you up real fast.
I'm like, wow. And I'm going to have to sit there and listen to every single one.
Yeah, you hear about these people that die and they see their life go before them. How'd you like to stand in front of God
and
watch your life go before you?
Remember those pens you
The good part is he forgets them all. Yeah. He forgets them all.
Colossians 2:14, that God, he cancels the record that contains the charges held against us. He takes those charges and he nailed them on Christ's cross when we turn from our sins and believe the gospel. But that's turning. Not a one-time repent thing, but it's a daily thing of
forsaking
picking up
all
cross.
Sin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Up your cross.
Martha, we just really appreciate what you guys have been doing. And again, I hope a lot of people check out the website and get the information and use the resources, because it's a great opportunity to share with friends and coworkers. To tell the same thing. You go, hey, if you're talking to somebody, go, you know what, tonight, 7 o'clock, just flip on cable channel 6, something I want you to see. It's a great tool to use to help get the message out. Well, God bless both of you.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
It's
Thank
honor
you.
To be here.
It's been a pleasure. Again, Martha Mack and Rick Wagner, producers of SO4J TV and video productions. If you're in ministry and you need help with that stuff, they do a little bit of that stuff still, but they've got great evangelism tools through the website, so4j.com. You'll find the links at kkms.com. Stay tuned. More KKMS Live with Jeff and Lee is coming right back.
KKMS. AMS Live with Jeff and Lee.
Praise the Lord for you guys. Keep up the good work. God bless you guys. I love you.
Weekdays 3 to 6.